I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 30th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti has signed an anti-camping ordinance that the City Council approved on Wednesday. It bans camps, tents, and sleeping on the sidewalk near schools, parks, libraries, and daycares, and seeks to unblock the public right-of-way. Councilman Mike Bonin was one of two no votes on the council. He said that LA only has enough shelter space for 39% of those who have no place to stay.
So for me, it's a question of where can the other 61% sleep?
But LA City Councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, who supported the anti-camping ordinance, says Los Angeles does not have to rely only on shelter beds.
It's not either shelter or permanent supportive housing. There are many options in between, from vouchers to tiny homes to landlord and tenant relationships. It's a whole range of things.
Ridley Thomas says the anti-camping ordinance also cites violations as infractions only that do not rise to the level of misdemeanors. More people are getting sick due to the coronavirus in Los Angeles County. As KPCC's Jackie Fortier tells us, community transmission has increased.
More middle-aged and younger people are ending up in the hospital being treated for COVID-19. LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said one particular group makes up a lot of the county's workforce.
For the first time, we have many more younger people, you know, really we call it 18 to 49, who are hospitalized at a higher rate now than they've been before. And again, much less likely to be vaccinated.
Black Angelenos are the least vaccinated and have experienced the highest case rate of any race or ethnicity since the surge began. The highly transmissible Delta variant is easier to spread even among vaccinated people. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Prosecutors in Northern California have announced that they will file criminal charges against Pacific Gas and Electric over its role in last year's Zog wildfire. The district attorney in Shasta County says the utility is criminally liable. Investigators apparently found a pine tree tagged for removal hit a PG&E transmission line and sparked the fire. Four people were killed, including a little girl. Hundreds of homes were destroyed. PG&E has already struggled through bankruptcy and pleaded guilty to manslaughter for its role in a series of deadly wildfires, including the 2018 fire that killed 85 people near and around Paradise. The utility also said its equipment may have sparked the current Dixie fire, which is threatening more than 10,000 homes up north. If your plans for the weekend include a frolic on the beach, best steer clear of the ones near LA International Airport. KPCC's Lita Martinez says the ocean water there is not looking good.
You'll remember that about 2 weeks ago, a massive raw sewage spill from the Hyperion treatment plant closed beaches from Dockweiler to El Segundo. And this week, ocean water samples collected from the area showed elevated bacteria levels again. But health officials say it's unlikely that the spill is to blame this time around. So what gives? The short answer is this. There's always a lot of, well, shall we say, stuff in the ocean, and bacteria levels can fluctuate from day to day. For the most part, it's nothing to worry about, especially during periods when we don't get a lot of rain, which is, well, right about now. In any event, the beaches are open, but if you're going in the water, be sure to rinse off as soon as possible. Oh, and try to stay away from those drain pipes. I'm Lita Martinez.
Good advice in any season. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.